Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? Let's shout for joy with me. It's so precious. Our Lord has risen from the dead. He has conquered the devil, death, and the world. The risen Lord gained all the authority of heaven and earth. As he is risen, so he is the risen Lord who lives with us daily. Hallelujah. The risen Lord didn't leave us as orphans. He walks with us the journey of life day by day. How he passed through the greatest difficulty, the same he will accompany us to go through storm and fire, to pass through the valley of the shadow of death, so that we can climb to the peak and triumph over all things. We don't have to worry about our journey ahead. For the risen Lord gained all the authority of heaven and earth. He promised to be with us until the end of the age. Brothers and sisters, let us shout for joy and praise him. Our hearts shall follow him joyously. He makes our paths like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. I like to sing a hymn with you. It's in Hymnal 2, Song 44, The Risen Lord. Before we sing this hymn, let our hearts look upon the Lord. He's here with us. He surrounds us, and he is risen and ascended to heaven on high. He became our high priest. He also dwells in our hearts to be the closest and the nearest with us. Let us experience the Lord who loves you very much. Truly he likes you. Then you shall sing to the Lord with these feelings to enjoy his closeness with you. Shall we sing this hymn?
Is so precious, I have the risen Lord throughout my life. Daily he walks with me. He had passed through the darkest night. He overcome Satan and death. He holds my hand and walks with me through life, leads me through storms and fires, and I shall the risen Lord is my fountain of joy. This joy no one can snatch away from me. He fills my heart with faith and hope. I joyed in him while onward go. He holds my hand and walks with me through life, leads me towards the peak, and I shall victory. I taste the death, but now I am living. I conquer death, and I'll live forever. Out the keys of Hades and death, my hand hold all authority. Fear not, my love, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Oh, let us rejoice.
I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to him. Or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to be with him face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to Mark chapter 16, verse 1 to 14. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb, and they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. For they say nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. But when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they would not believe it. After these things, he appeared in another form to two of them, as they were walking into the country. And they went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 themselves, as they were reclining at table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. We have come to the last chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. This chapter can be divided into two parts. We have read from verse 1 to 14, which is the first part, and the second part is from verse 15 to 20. The first part we read is about how the risen Lord appeared to women and to his disciples. There were three women who went to the tomb and found that the stone blocking the tomb had been rolled away in verse 1 to verse 8. As they walked in, an angel appeared to three women. In fact, the women did not see Jesus. It was the angel said to them to tell the disciples of Jesus the news of the Lord's resurrection. Peter was especially mentioned. When the women heard what the angel said, they immediately returned to where the disciples were gathering and told them what had happened. Later on, there was another Bible written. Peter and John also immediately rushed to the tomb to see what was going on. And verse 9 to 11 mention the appearance of the Lord to Mary Magdalene, who probably went to the tomb after notifying the disciples. That was Mary's second visit to the tomb. Her mood was probably quite different from the first time. She was so anxious, uneasy, or worried. Where did the body of Jesus go? And the Lord appeared to her personally to comfort her heart. How precious! The Lord has shown his glory to us here. He is risen. But he was so gentle and kind. He called the name of Mary tenderly. In verse 12 to 13 mention, the Lord appeared to two disciples. Those two disciples were walking into the country. They should be the two mentioned in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 24. The village they were going to was Emmaus, where it was 7 miles from Jerusalem. Why did they leave Jerusalem? Perhaps the Lord Jesus they knew and believed in had been actually crucified on the cross. a series of things happened which make their faith fall apart. While the two disciples were on the way to Emmaus, they were talking to each other. While they were talking, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes was kept from recognizing him, and the Lord Jesus was really good to accompany them on their journey. He listened to what they said patiently. He guided them to understand the Old Testament, from Moses to all the prophets. He interprets to them in all the scriptures the things concerning Messiah and establish their confidence. The Gospel according to Luke chapter 24, verse 32 mentioned the time when the disciples were on the way, their hearts burning within them while the Lord Jesus talked to them along their journey. He opened to them the scriptures. Later on, when the Lord Jesus was breaking bread, they recognized him. But the Lord disappeared before them all of a sudden. They returned at once and told the disciples that the Lord Jesus has resurrected and appeared to them. Yet, the reaction of the disciples was disbelief. Let's take notice to verse 11 to 14 of this chapter. It mentioned the disciples four times did not believe consecutively. In verse 11, but when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they would not believe it. After the Lord appeared to those two disciples, the disciples returned to Jerusalem and told the other disciples. Verse 13 mentioned, and they went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. It was still the first day of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus in verse 14. The Lord Jesus himself appeared to the 11 disciples while they were reclining at table and blamed them for not believing. Verse 14 mentioned, afterward, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. Brothers and sisters, faith is very crucial, and it's not good for us to believe until we see it. Faith means that we believe it before we see it. Do you have faith that the Lord is risen? Truly, he dwells in your heart. Do you believe it? Faith is not simply knowing, but enjoying the truth. The Lord dwells in your heart and you enjoy being with the Lord. Not only you know the Lord Jesus is risen, but you will trust in him in your life to overcome everything, overcome temptations, and overcome the enemies through him. Let me give you some additional information. The Lord Jesus appeared five times in total on the first day of resurrection. There were three written in the Gospel according to Mark chapter 16. It should be the first, third, and the fifth time in chronological order. Jesus appeared to other women and to Peter were written in other books of Gospel. Hence, there were a total of five appearances on the first day of resurrection. There should be 10 appearances of Jesus after his resurrection were recorded in the Bible. I won't go into details. I remembered I have shared it before. We believe that the Lord Jesus is risen. Not only I just know, but truly believe that we can trust in Jesus. The second paragraph of the Gospel according to Mark chapter 16 goes from verse 15 to verse 20. It's about the mission of the Lord. Verse 15 and 16 mention we shall proclaim the gospel to make people believe in the Lord and be saved. And in verse 17 and 18 are about the miracle and signs will accompany those who believe. That means we have given the authority and shall not fear of the enemy. And verse 19 to 20 proclaim we shall preach the Lord wherever we go. The presence of the Lord will be with us. The Lord will work with us. Brothers and sisters, it is so precious that the Lord is risen. We are not sitting and waiting for the Lord's coming, nor we shall waste our lives by just hanging around and doing nothing. In fact, the Lord dwells in our hearts and entrusts us after our conversion. He is risen, and he has entrusted us to complete the greatest mission and the plan of God. Hence, our lives are so meaningful and valuable. We don't have to worry about completing the great work of God, for He will be with us. He will strengthen us. Let me share with you the most profound verse to me in this chapter, which is verse 7. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. The Lord Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, and he appeared to Mary Magdalene, and the Lord Jesus had cast out 7 demons from her body. As you can imagine, that a person who has personally experienced the power of God. The Lord Jesus cast out 7 demons from her. What a wonderful freedom! She might be grateful to the Lord Jesus and love the Lord Jesus in her heart. Hence, there are other scriptures which said that she and other women who loved the Lord would provide their own possessions to Jesus and his disciples. When Jesus was crucified, she and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and other women stood beside the cross. This has shown that she always followed the Lord closely, loved the Lord, and wanted to repay the Lord. I just imagine Mary Magdalene under the cross might have cried bitterly, and her heart was aching when she saw Jesus was being crucified on the cross. It was heartbreaking indeed. There was a big difference between her and Mary of Bethany. But I still appreciate her love for the Lord, her true love for the Lord, and her bravery towards the Lord. It wasn't easy to be able to follow the Lord and saw the Lord Jesus being crucified on a cross. There was another kind of beauty and fragrance sent forth from Mary Magdalene. Brothers and sisters, I encourage you to appreciate yourself. In fact, every brother and sister is different. Some are very emotional and affectionate. Some are full of confidence and faith, speaking the courageous words. But no matter what, I think the most essential is that your heart is true to the Lord. Your heart is pure. You love Him and your heart treasures Him. On the other hand, we should treasure and value the faith of Mary of Bethany and her devotion to the Lord. But we should also cherish and admire the courage of Mary Magdalene and her love to the Lord. She provided for Jesus and his disciples. She followed him at the bottom of the cross. She was also the first group of women to go to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. No wonder Mary Magdalene was the first person whom the risen Lord Jesus appeared to. Definitely, she was very sad and sorrowful. As we can see, the Lord cherished her very much. How blessed she was, the first person to whom the Lord Jesus appeared after his resurrection. But we don't have to be envious of her, for the Lord Jesus longs to appear to us every day. He dwells in our hearts. He longs to reveal to us his desire and love for us. Although we cannot be the first one whom the Lord appeared to after his resurrection, the Lord is the first whom we chose to express our love daily. We are the Lord's first love. Is the Lord the first love for you and me? Brothers and sisters, may we dedicate our morning to the Lord. Let us come to him, draw near to him, to experience him and enjoy his love day to day. Well, let's come back to verse 7. The women went to the grave. They saw a young man in the tomb and they were alarmed. That young man could be a messenger of God. He was an angel and he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." The angel told them not to be alarmed and let them know that the Lord Jesus is risen. He asked them to take a look and they discovered that the body of Jesus was gone. All that was left was the linen cloth and turban. The body of Jesus was not there anymore. And the angel also asked them to tell the disciples, especially mentioning Peter. Peter was already included among the disciples, but the angels specially mentioned to inform Peter. The women must know very well the meaning of the angel to inform the disciples and to inform Peter. Truly, I was touched here, because Peter had denied the Lord 3 times. He swore a curse once. He said, "Though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away." Peter denied the Lord 3 times. The clock crow reminded him. He recalled the words of the Lord. I believed he was in great pain, and even he couldn't forgive himself. Perhaps he even felt that he was unworthy to be a disciple and hopeless. But the words of the angels revealed that Peter was still a disciple, and Peter was unique in the heart of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus didn't forget Peter. He has not blamed Peter. He has not refused to forgive Peter. Thus, my heart was very touched by these 2 words and Peter. The angel only passed the message of God. Hence, and Peter was the idea of the Lord, but not the angel. Peter was remembered in the Lord's heart. Why it is not Thomas? Thomas had need as well. His faith was very weak. Or John? John was the disciple whom the Lord loved. But I believe the one who needed most was Peter among the 11 disciples, for he dared not to look up. Perhaps he felt that he was ashamed to see the disciples and didn't dare to be with them. Therefore, the women were specially ordered to go and tell the disciples, and they were told to inform Peter as well. Maybe Peter hid himself and cried and regret on his own. Peter had denied the Lord openly 3 days ago. Moreover, he denied the Lord in front of those humble mates. And the Lord asked the women to tell the disciples the news of his resurrection and especially to let Peter know. I was guessing when the women found Peter, they may have said dead. The angel specially commanded them to tell you that the Lord Jesus has resurrected. The sentence in verse 7 was really interesting. Not only is shown the Lord has not forgotten Peter, he also remembered Peter. Though Peter denied the Lord, yet the Lord didn't. Still, he was a disciple of the Lord. Moreover, it mentioned the women especially informed Peter to ask him to go and see quickly. Therefore, the words and Peter encourage him to go and see Jesus. I believe Peter was strengthened and he went eventually. What the women conveyed was true. It was true that the Lord asked the angel to especially mention the name of Peter. The Lord has never forsaken Peter. Peter could still draw near to the Lord, to experience him and meet him face to face. Do you remember what I said before? The Lord appeared 5 times on the first day of his resurrection. It's true. The Lord specifically appeared to Peter 1 time. However, there is no detailed record of these in the 4 Gospels. It was a very personal appointment, which was very special, a very secret appearance. Nobody knows. It was great and so interesting, wasn't it? It has shown the Lord's personal love for Peter, right? Brothers and sisters, we don't need to be jealous of Peter, because the Lord has the deepest personal love for each of us. We and the Lord can have the most secret dates and the most unique interaction of love. No one knows. Only you and the Lord know. If you feel that you are so weak or even fallen, I'd like to tell you and remind you with these 2 words. There's no way for the Lord to stop loving you, and there's no way he will forget you. He will never forsake you. The Lord couldn't do it. The Lord will keep waiting to appear to you. As long as you come before him, you will notice the love of the Lord for you will never change. It's the most unique and personal love. I hope these 2 words and Peter we encourage you to draw close to him without distance. Your heart is captivated by his love to you. You can try to replace your name with Peter. It is, and you. That's right, it's you, and no one else. The Lord loves you. He will appear to you. He loves to be close to you. Who he wants is you, and the Lord belongs to you only. Brothers and sisters, that's all for my sharing. I know the Lord wants to be with you closely. He likes to appear to you and talk to you. Thus, brothers and sisters, after you finish with my sharing, the most crucial is for you to go to the chamber with the Lord, to have fellowship of love with him. May the Lord bless you.